episode 5 of Picture This, presented by Pizza Hut.
No, episode
Pizza
6.
Pizza Hut.
This is the 6th one?
Yeah.
Yep.
There's four of us.
It's been so long, I've already forgotten we're doing a podcast.
Yeah,
Tyler has.
Because remember, Pizza Hut said only they'd sponsor only 5 episodes, so.
Yeah, we're actually on to somebody else now.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Jim Varney came back and pitched the last one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jim.
And Ernest is dead. Okay,
yeah. Dig him up. Anyway.
Anyways, picture this podcast where we pitch our terrible movie ideas, our friends make fun of them, and nobody listens to it. Episode 6, presented by Scott Kane.
That's right.
And Mark is here, and Trevor's here.
I am definitely here.
Oh, yeah, have I said anything yet? I'm Scott.
Oh, hi, Scott.
And the Oscars.
Are we recording?
Yes. Some other podcast. Yeah. Did we all watch them last night?
No.
Yeah, I did.
Scott didn't. All right, Scott, you don't.
Dang,
well,
I don't have a TV, and also I probably wouldn't have anyway.
This is a podcast about movies.
Well, I hate Seth MacFarlane, and also
I do too.
Who cares? I don't know. I mean,
how did he do?
I thought he was fine. Okay. I don't know.
I saw the
boob, that was
so.
Like the low point.
Yeah,
it was
that
no
was
good.
The thing that happened.
He texted me, told
Seth
me to
did?
Watch it, so I did.
I don't know. Mark, any big disappointments in
the whole show, really, in general? I mean, nothing that I really wanted to get nominated was even up there, so I had really low stakes this year.
Yeah, there was...
Also, I
just
had, like, no feelings
like,
towards Silver Linings Playbook. And, was a little disappointed to see that.
No,
get so much attention.
Yeah,
but really,
I thought
that
was a good. I thought that was
ever.
A good movie, but she wasn't the
Indeed.
Standout performance in that movie.
She's not great. I don't understand like her performance being lauded as the best thing. It was fine, but otherwise, I mean, it was an okay night. His jokes weren't great. But, it's the Oscars. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Tyler, do you watch it? Do you have any thoughts on the matter? Or Trevor, or Scott? You know, I can only talk for so long.
Yep.
Yeah,
Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. That should have happened.
That just proves that they don't know what cinematography is, so that's fine. Yeah. Because what was it? Life of Pi won?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
They think just like put more stuff on the screen.
Yeah. And him winning Best Director is kind of weird too. Like, I don't know. I mean, is that one of those things where it's just overdue? And has he?
No, because he's won for.
Has he? Okay,
he's
so
won it,
I mean,
he has won Best Director twice, but not Best Picture.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay, so yeah, that also doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly.
Although I wanted, The Master and Amor to win every
really?
Award, but, you know.
The Master
that
did not blow
happen.
My mind.
So
I was a little disappointed.
I tuned out early this season.
Yep. That's how I felt about Moonrise.
The Oscars is a TV series. It's a year-long TV series.
Scott stopped watching like 6 episodes
and culminating in the Oscars. And
It's the 12th day of Oscars.
Yeah, go through that whole song.
Please do.
No, once again.
We got to do something.
I was incredibly disappointed with Brave winning Best Animated
Feature. That was underwhelming.
Actually ridiculous and just proves that they do just give it to Pixar.
Yeah.
Well, has Pixar deserved it every other time they got it, though?
Probably,
I would say so, yeah.
Well, then.
Then what?
I don't know. Your cell phone's telling you something.
This is now a video
that's
game
Mark.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I think Mark just went down. He's done.
Oh.
Somebody call him back.
Did somebody say something mean about Ryan Johnson?
I'm back, and I heard that, dingus.
He probably got dropped because he has terrible internet.
Oh.
He's got that Hollywood
it's
internet.
It's the best internet. You don't even know what you're talking about.
So whoever
it's
called
freaky.
Him, call him
Can
back.
You guys not hear me? I've been here the
I'm
whole
calm.
Time.
All right, cool. It was just sort of ridiculous because I hated Brave.
Because you just loved Wreck-It Ralph. You want to touch
it,
lame. Inappropriately. But you can't because it's a movie.
Yeah.
Scott's pitch made me cry.
Yeah. We've moved on.
Yeah.
I already won an Oscar, and nobody cares.
For goofiest pitch.
Oh, I get it.
Biggest goof.
You're a big goof guy and a big apple.
Sui.
Yeah, come on. Let's hear the pitch.
Gave out an Oscar. That was strange.
Did she?
Who did?
Oh.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
He's still alive.
Yeah. You wouldn't think so, but yeah.
I thought he turned into a puddle of slime.
they scooped him up and put him in a suit.
He made it.
Yeah. He's in one of those Jell-O suits from Scott's previous pitch.
From Jell-O again.
Which reminds me, today's pitch is a
sequel. Yeah, can we finally do the pitch now?
There's chipmunks in it? Fuck you.
No, it's just what they're called now.
Chipmunks are called squeakles.
Did anyone watch anything? It's been so long.
I saw this movie. What was it called? It's got Russell Crowe. No, it was from like the 90s. Okay, Russell Crowe is like this assimilation of computer programs of serial killers, and he is broken out of the computer.
Who cares, then?
Yeah, and Denzel Washington has to chase him down, and he's running around. He's shooting people in the arm, and he's yelling witty catchphrases and just screaming, "Shut up!" And it's so good. I cannot remember what it's called.
Gold Medal.
It's really brilliant. We found a download of it, so I will try to hook you up with that if you want to see it. But kids at home, don't pirate the movies, because that's bad. But it's really most excellent. But what did I just say? Yeah, I'll get you a big old leg of boot. I don't know what that means.
Can you give me a bootleg of that?
But yeah, that's pretty much the only thing that I watched. Was that a... Nope, that was the first of about
none
20,
of us have parents,
I bet, and a whole lot of awkward silence.
And that's the only bad joke of this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I saw a movie last night that Mark hasn't shown about.
A bunch of dumb 90s kids.
Oh.
Who
finally watched. I'm glad
we need to talk about Kevin McTaggart.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And... Kevin. Yeah.
What?
In the book.
I liked it. It was... The things I found annoying were things I found annoying about being in high school and being...
Yep, it feels
like
correct.
Other people in high school, so I thought it was very...
But,
if not good, appropriate. Yeah. It was very authentic.
Right.
Almost to a fault sometimes.
Yeah,
but
I liked it.
But thankfully that was...
Yeah,
mostly
the things
just
that don't work about it
are the
same things that
characters.
Just don't work about the book. But for the most part, it's real good. Yeah, I was unsure about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I really liked it. And I...
He was good. I feel like he was
Logan
a little too old.
I think he's Percy Jackson in those terrible movies. But he was up...
What?
Made, yeah. He was one of the. He was on the shortlist to be the new Spider-Man before they cast Andrew Garfield, and I really would have liked to see him as Spider-Man because he was basically almost like Peter Parker in this movie. So, yes.
Yeah, I finally saw Ordinary People for the first time, which is weird. I thought it was a really great movie. But also, bizarrely, I thought it was a really, like, ideologically a shitty movie, in that, in the end, everything ends up being dumped onto Mary Tyler Moore's character. So basically, she's, like, the scapegoat for all these, like, I mean, like, the guys in the movie were fine, you know, they weren't bad people, but, like, everyone was dealing with issues, and in the end, it was, like, everyone was kind of, like, you know... fuck Mary Tyler Moore, and then they make her leave the house, and the last scene of her is her just screaming without any resolution whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that really bothered me. But I thought it was cool looking, and
Danny
the acting
Glover.
Was really great, and you got, what's his name? Judd Hirsch, who's always a class act. So, yeah, definitely a better therapy movie than Good Will Hunting, which in my
opinion, says, like,
sorry
minutes.
If I ruffle any feathers, but I think it's kind of a trashy movie.
No, Good Will Hunting is not anyone's feelings when you say that. Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
It's not flawless.
Which one are you talking about?
What gather your opinions.
Oh yeah.
GWH.
It's just
Yep.
I think it's kind of poorly written. I think the
Robin
therapy scenes are actually
some
the
of
best
like
parts
the quirky
of it,
banter
only,
and the
mainly
stuff
because
works,
of Robin
but...
Williams, you know, acting chops.
Oh yeah, what did you see?
But yes. And,
we can't do the podcast like that.
I saw a movie.
What?
No. We do these Hansel every Gretel week.
And Witch Hunters.
Oh god, has it been that long since we've
Yeah,
in the
Jeez,
movie theater.
That sounds like a month ago.
Did you find all the Taco Bell wrappers I left in there?
Oh, you did.
Yeah, it smelled. Okay, so I work at the local movie theater, as we've had to mention before. So Tyler calls me and say, I forget what you called it, but you said something and something dick suckers is what you called it. You're like, I think you said hanky and panky. Dick suckers or something?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Something like that. And you brought in Taco Bell, and you texted me during the movie saying, hey, I got Taco Bell in here if you want some. And then it smelled like Taco Bell the rest of the day in that theater.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's like a good gag.
The interesting thing is I didn't eat Taco Bell there. I just brought Taco Bell scented candles.
Literally.
With them behind the screen.
They are very effective.
Yeah. No, I did. I ate a shit ton of Taco Bell there. Yeah. So it was good.
Because they're just
well, I mean, the movie was
Taco
shit,
Bell's
but the Taco Bell was good.
Well, yeah. I had Taco Bell for lunch today, so I can attest to that. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Is that got Doritos in it?
Today for lunch, I got the... Oh, geez, I don't even know what it is. The Cheesy Gorgita Crunch something or other.
Oh, that sounds good, dude.
The one where they wrap a soft shell
that.
Taco.
That's too many tacos.
Taco.
Yeah.
That comes with two additional tacos.
That's still
for some reason.
That's several tacos for one man.
Yeah. they're two little tacos. It was a bit much. I don't think
you always eat what you get.
Don't lie. You always eat what you get.
No.
Eat
I did get that.
Isn't that Taco Bell like slogan? That. You always eat what you
they
get.
Put Doritos on everything.
Yeah, you got it.
You can't return it, so you have to eat it.
Yeah. God. No. Hell no. So, but what do you have any thoughts on Hansel and Gretel other than it was 90 minutes long?
You know, like, it had a lot of potential to be, like, a really dumb, funny action movie, but, like, the acting was really bad. Like,
yeah.
It was, like, it wasn't, like, even, like, B or C grade funny. It was just bad.
Practical effects.
And, but, that, I mean, some of the action sequences are pretty cool, and, like, yeah. I feel like the physical effects people, or what is that called?
Practical effects?
Yeah, the practical effects people.
Ooh,
I thought they did a really good job.
Scotty Scott, what
that,
you got for
shit.
Us?
Yeah.
Gonna tell us about a movie?
Anyways, that's a good lead into Scott's pitch, right? Scott, what were your prompts for this pitch?
Okay, so the prompts are...
jeez.
This
isn't gonna go well, is it?
Sorry, one second, I'm rifling through my detailed notes. All right, so it has to be a noir drama. I guess someone said set in like the 1930s in like Chicago or something like that. Has to feature as a character a
junior
high
bully. Oh yeah,
who is a Holocaust denier, I guess. Apparently. And the scene is a guy.
Oh boy! I cannot wait to see how you naturally integrated that into your well thought out pitch.
The glass window.
When we come back.
Yes.
So stay tuned for all of those things.
No, do it now.
On next week's podcast.
Yes.
All right. Picture this. And so we open, the year is 1933. Think Boardwalk Empire meets...
King Kong.
What?
King Kong.
With a monkey.
Meets King Kong.
He's a monkey, you dingus.
Jack Black's in this movie, but which role will surprise you?
I think
he's
I know
the
which
gorilla.
Role.
He's... So, okay, open up.
That's when the action goes down.
View of Chicago at night, though.
Yeah, the shadows come.
That's when the shadows come out.
The shadows?
That's. Yeah, the shadows, they don't come out in the day. Anyway, and then we cut to a private guy. And there's
what is it?
What's the name of the agency? Is it got a funny name?
Private Steve's.
No.
Oh yeah. Oh, I have a really good optometrist. Me and Tyler have the same one. Remember that guy?
You're thinking of an optometrist,
that beard faced guy.
Optometrist.
Oh god. The eye what? Guy. Yeah. Dr. Timothy Miller.
Oh, say eyes. I don't know what the optometrist is. Yes, he's a nice guy.
And there's a good chance he's listening to this.
I'm in.
Dr. Timmy's an overgrown 10-year-old.
He's got that. He.
Yeah.
In the 30s.
That's fine.
Okay, so basically.
A lot of angels in America?
This is a. I've been watching a lot of Angel recently. The.
Okay.
This,
mm-hmm.
The
Angel period.
Yes, the TV show Angels in America.
gross.
TV show Angel, period.
Angels, period.
Yeah.
It'll just be dropping on everybody's heads.
That doesn't matter. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, of course.
Yeah,
and this movie is a spin-off of that series, which I have not finished yet, but it's a prequel, so it doesn't matter. It's set in... In a fictional timeline where he was a private eye in
Chicago.
Yeah,
I can feel this. This is coming together into a big old Hollywood.
This is his private eye service in Chicago. See, now it's all starting to come together.
I gotcha.
Yeah, and we're only 30 seconds in.
No one has watched Angel. Right, like,
so
six
we
people
open
have watched
up,
that.
And
they won't
Angel,
shut up about it.
A recognizable character.
Fine.
everyone knows him. Everyone's seen Bones. They know who this guy is.
Yeah, it's David Boreanaz.
Exactly. So it's him. It's just him, though. None of the characters from
fresh,
the TV show.
Fresh bones.
It's just him. Fresh off bones. You know, riding that bones wave. He's just sitting at his desk. And
a lady with red skin?
In comes a lovely
oh,
lady.
Oh, man.
In red.
Is this like a really inappropriate Ooh. Native American joke? Because I'm not
She's
feeling
completely
this.
Red,
is that the
end of the
movie?
Her skin is red.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, I haven't.
Exactly.
Mark, okay. Listen.
No, this is not appropriate conversation.
That, yeah.
He wrote it in the little
it
in
was
our little
inappropriate
chat box
of me,
here.
And I apologize. Yes.
And he was
in
disappointed
Angel's
that
period.
No one laughed. So that is disgusting. Continue. She's a red lady. Oh.
She's a red lady.
Angel period.
Now, is she a communist?
Hey, I already made that joke and nobody laughed, so stop.
You spoiled it.
It's not appropriate.
Come on. Is she a Native American communist?
Oh, too far.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you.
Sorry.
we have.
Sorry, gang.
We had the period joke and the communist joke.
It is.
Yeah.
I can taste this.
Yeah,
and
Angel's and Angel,
so did
and
I.
Angel's menstrual
no one made a
cycle
big deal
is perfectly
about it
fine and acceptable.
Oh, man.
I
Communist
said Native American.
And also Angel period, and she's wearing a red dress.
Continue. Communist.
Yes.
Into a bar.
Does this come on a pamphlet that they
well,
hand out in the
okay,
theater?
Okay, this won't be brought up in the movie, but for the backstory, just
okay.
For the sake of, you know... This podcast.
Ooh.
She's 116th.
Yeah. That movie's going to be excellent. And
no,
not
that
all
never comes
so
up.
So it's Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah. It's Johnny.
Okay. Yeah.
It's his.
Janie Deppson.
Does he have a. He's
Fine.
Got a. His fictional sister that I just made up that looks exactly
Lonnie.
Like Johnny Depp. But.
Joanna Depp.
Lonnie Deppson.
Or Lonnie
Depp.
I was going to say Joanna. But Lonnie is.
She died right
and
after that.
And it's also
that.
True, even though she doesn't exist. Lonnie Depp in her breakout role, her only role, if I have anything to say about it, as Red Demon Girl number one. So in she walks on 10-inch high heels, and Angel says, "Whoa, take
Why?
The hood off."
She's inside of
and,
a tear.
And, and she starts talking. She's in tears, you know. She's a demon. Right?
Okay. But yeah, but with
she's
demons.
A good demon, and she comes to him for help.
What? It's like a good witch, bad witch sort of a thing.
Yeah, no, in the
Trevor, you're supposed to watch all of Buffy,
Buffy and Angel universe,
before this
there's
pitch.
This idea of,
so you
like,
get all these jokes.
Demons, harmless demons.
Oh, okay.
They help.
The standard.
You get some sexy high demons, home. Yeah.
Say no more.
If you can
say
have
no
sex
more.
With them, then they're fine. That's the ultimate moral of the show.
That's a universal truth.
Yeah.
If you got a problem,
all
right. Continue.
So she says, I've got this problem. I live alone.
Ooh, are they going to touch
Angel's
tongues?
Eyebrows go up at that, you know. Because he's a single guy. So she says, I live alone, and everything is cool. I've got a great life, you know. But there, every time I open my window, there's this guy across the way. I can see straight into his apartment. He never closes his curtains. And every time I look over it's like he can sense that I'm looking out.
Snail.
And he walks over and unbuttons his pants and pulls his balls out and presses them up against the glass.
I am pleased.
And this wouldn't even be a problem either, because, you know, I don't mind that. You know, it's his right. It's his apartment. He can do whatever he wants. You know. But this act has such a mesmerizing effect on me. It sort of lulls me into this hypnotic trance. And
I wake up
the next morning in these bizarre places, and I don't know what to do with myself. Because I read in the paper the next morning, you know, these terrible things have gone on, and I wonder if that's me.
She's like that evil doctor with the hands.
Under the spell of these probably magical testicles.
Well, let me make a guess here. Whenever she sees balls,
right.
Much like
she's
a full
also
moon, she turns into a werewolf.
I don't think you know much about.
No, but she's already.
I don't think you know
demon.
Much about movies, Scott.
Well, you give me a demon
demons
and a werewolf.
Demons can't be werewolves.
Hire
too many
no, she's a doctor.
That's
she's a demon
thing.
Doctor.
I have to write this. I can't. That's too complex.
This is like a pirate ghost thing.
It's all right.
I've seen pirate ghosts.
She's
yeah. So have I.
So she she explains about her life. You know, she's got the red skin, so it's hard for her to kind of.
She can't walk
around,
but she can go-go dance.
Freely walk around, but she's a go-go dancer, and
for a go-go
so it's,
dancer.
It's not out of the ordinary. So she's got a nice, respectable life. You know, in my opinion, I don't want to get too political here. You know, but I think a girl can have whatever profession she chooses. You know.
I feel fine. Yeah,
that's just my opinion.
Let's turn our wheels. Let's get into the science.
I feel like you're padding your pitch. Let's go.
Anyway,
then what happens?
So she tells. So okay, yeah. Act one is Angel doing a lot of surveillance of this guy and following him around. And
who plays this?
Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore.
That's a good question.
Who have you cast?
Jeff Bridges. No,
they've got to be older.
Yeah, man.
It's,
Hugh Laurie. Look at Hugh Laurie.
Jeff Bridges.
Oh, call back. Nobody gets that joke.
I don't know. You tell me. Who?
Well, wait. What about Ron Howard's brother?
Oh, Clint
and,
Howard?
And
it's
Clint.
Definitely
oh,
Clint
oh,
Howard.
Man, I'm
you
thinking
guessed
Pauly
right.
Shore still. But ding, ding, Scott, ding. You can do whatever you want. It's your movie.
Wait, who's...
You got it.
Who's... Oh, the guy from Twin Peaks. Okay.
Uncle Leland.
I don't want any... I don't want any people confusing me with Lynch, you know? I want to do my own thing.
Fine.
So, you know, he would be good for this role, but I want to go down my own path. So I'm going to have to go with Clint Howard. So yeah, he follows Clint Howard around, ends up going to a lot of bars, picking up some intel... And at one point, winds up walking down and following him down an alley. This is at night, of course. So it's a dark alley. And so there's this shot where you can see Clint Howard in the light for a second, and then he kind of disappears, and then Angel keeps walking, and then the next light comes up, and Clint Howard is gone. So Angel's is nonplussed. So he turns around to kind of head back.
Ooh.
And Clint Howard drops from above, and they get into this insane battle. And I'm gonna get the guy
with
special effects, like the makeup for all the Men in Black movies. And it's gonna be some
Rick
weird
Baker.
Some weird like face stuff happening with Clint Howard. Because he's got a nice, warm, expressive face, but I just wanted to, like, split open and, you know, some like, Beetlejuice shit. And and he's got this, like, crazy strength,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, 20,
and they just go
18,
at it for, like,
maybe
I don't
30.
Know, what's a good battle scene time? Like, 20 minutes?
Just pad this out. So now we're in Act 2.
Jesus, 20 minutes.
Fine, yeah, like,
it's
18,
really
yeah,
good,
like,
though. It's really
17,
cool
18... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just do one long shot, just one dolly shot battle sequence. It'll be hot.
Yeah, especially if you're not cutting away.
Reel 3 is just like the last half of Transformers.
Yeah,
three.
Make it a full reel. Reel 3 is complete.
It's in. It's
combat.
One stationary shot for 25 minutes.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, no, and no
okay,
stunt
so,
guys. It's just, it's fighting. Just them pulling punches for 25 minutes. Yeah.
What?
So it's like
yeah,
a high
okay,
school
sure.
version of
oh,
that shot.
Man, have I told you guys about this canker sore I have?
But better. I mean worse, yes, absolutely.
Everybody in this movie is a demon
okay,
creature.
So,
okay, so they...
So his face
he's a beetle?
Splits open. Is he
George
sort
Harrison?
Of demon creature?
He's
George Harrison
beetle.
Juice.
He's...
Thanks, Trevor. I'm glad you like that one.
Oh God!
So he makes his own. He makes his own Beetlejuice, and he crushes beetles into a jar, and he carries a flask of it around. That's his quirk. He carries a flask, and it's one of those funny moments where you overhear him in
what
a
you
bar.
Got there?
And
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
And there's they're in like a demon bar, but there's a human sitting next to him.
He's
and
like
he
Beetlejuice,
asks for a swig of whatever's in his flask. And he assumes
right.
it's whiskey, and he goes, "Oh God, this,
wow.
this tastes like cockroaches." And Clint Howard says, "Beetles."
Is the title of this film "Beetles"? Actually, because it really should be.
The joke plays better
from
the
makers
with
the, of Love Actually.
65 audience.
Beetles, actually. Oh, Michael Creighton was in this
Beetles.
Movie.
Beetles, actually.
Michael Creighton is a great.
Is
name.
It? Is it? Is it Michael Keaton who asks for a swig?
It is. It is
perfect.
Michael Keaton.
Okay, congratulations. Is that show still on?
The last thing I saw him in was an episode of 30 Rock. Ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I saw him in
so
Toy Story
3 last.
Heard him, I guess, I should say.
What happens next, Scott?
Excuse
I want to know
me,
the
sir.
Rest of the plot.
How? Really? Oh, son? No, I'm just kidding. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
have I told you guys
geez.
About
she
the
can make it a part of your pitch?
Because it's real bad. It started bleeding yesterday. Oh, is,
I wasn't
is Scott back? Scott done making stuff up?
Okay. So.
Good.
I'm not going to do that, but. All right, so there. This battle winds down, and Angel has him pinned down. But you see the camera pan down to his hand slowly reaching for
I bet.
His zipper. The
Whoa.
Clint Howard character, not Angel. It's nothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing untoward is gonna
yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
So he's in the process of pulling these things out, right? And Angel knows what's gonna happen.
Oh, jeez.
So he
not again.
He kind of loses. He caught off guard and he kind of loses
the first
his balance.
Battle. That's the first act.
So that's kind of the first the first first act, and so Angel goes back. And
sure,
because you got to have a little like character building with Angel too, right? Because it's he's the main character, so you got to develop his character.
What does he struggle
too.
With?
So you
like
see him kind of
home?
Struggling with all the things he has to struggle with, which you know.
What?
To recap, if you haven't
that's
seen
a, that's real
seen
crazy
television program.
So like the Twilight
guys,
right?
with a soul. He's a vampire with a soul.
A lot of alcoholism.
So
he
does good.
Battling cancer.
But he has his tortured past.
Just like
so there's a lot of material about that in there. Just, you know, various things about that.
Oh, no.
Of course.
No more with that joke.
And
he starts
to date this woman in red skin. This red-skinned woman.
They should go to social parties and, like, see each other.
That was being racist.
They start to see each other socially.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. Date one is, like, coffee.
Mamma mia.
Date two is, like, you know, like a movie and dinner.
I'm sorry.
You know,
jeez. All I said was mamma mia.
Date three.
Is that
well,
racy?
It's too racy. This is going to be PG. So
is that an innuendo?
Oh,
I have no idea.
You can't even imply that they have sex. You can just kind of they hold hands, I guess, for the first time.
That's all I want out of a date.
yeah, they're like that was really fun. That movie and dinner thing. Let's just do that from now on. So yeah, you see the relationship.
Because they're both vampires
like
and werewolves.
A Ferris wheel shop, but they have to go on they have to go at night, right? All their dates are at night, and. So they're talking over coffee one morning. You know, he obviously just came over in the morning. He didn't stay the night.
Well, of course.
Anything. He was just up and he was like, I'll just go over to her house. She's probably got coffee made.
Yeah, don't forget that.
The 1930s, nothing terrible.
Exactly. I forgot it was the
1930s. Big old portable rotary phone.
So he calls her in the 30s. They have a date over Skype.
Right. Yeah, so
just
they're all wearing
cardigans in Chicago.
Whatever, I don't know.
And hipster glasses.
Yeah, and their hair is combed. That's how you know. So they're talking over coffee in her kitchen.
How much is that guy's balls
she
in
mentioned,
the window?
Oh, what happened to that guy? I haven't seen him at the window lately. Angel says, oh, that's weird, because I got into a fight
with
him. I was about to kick his ass. But,
he spilled Beetlejuice.
Yeah, but he spilled Beetlejuice on my my suede jacket. So I had to run away.
Because it's called Beetles, actually.
That's
or actually
joke.
Beetles.
Well, no.
I don't really remember.
The film is filled with Beetle jokes for some reason.
So Beatles actually are actually Beatles. Have we established this yet?
It's just one of those like recurring things that yeah.
Beatle merchandise, actual bugs.
Yeah.
Everyone gets handed
well,
an actual
a bunch
bug
of,
when they come into the movie
of,
theater.
Beatle songs is the soundtrack covered by 1930s bands.
Actual Beatles, actual Beatles.
No,
I don't know how you're gonna do
there
that.
There will be no soundtrack.
Have I told you about this canker sore?
Singing Love Me
He hasn't said anything in like 20 minutes.
Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, you're going real hard at those chips.
Is Tyler here? Tyler, are you here still?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm soaking this stuff in with a bag of Cheetos, dude.
Alright, what kind of Cheetos
gross.
You got there?
Gross.
I told
Put the chips
you.
Down and participate
in
your podcast.
Cheetos mix-ups. Cheesy salsa mix.
Awesome. Alright, Scott,
so they,
continue.
They taste like salsa?
Well, there's four different flavors and four different shapes. The traditional
Tyler, that sounds like too many different kinds of
podcasts.
I tell
you, by
Trevor,
Cheetos.
It is not. It is the right combination of flavors and tastes all in one bag that can go straight into one mouth.
Every time?
Well, I mean,
what about two mouths?
Yeah, well, you
what
grab
you
a handful and you get one of each. You never take more than one flavor of the same flavor.
So let me get this straight. It comes in a box.
Yeah.
Inside are four different sealed package bags.
Yeah,
each, and you mix it yourself in one giant.
No, I can do one better.
Yeah,
there's
dude,
little boxes inside
those.
The big box. Inside each box has
yeah, man.
One of each of those things packaged up.
Yeah, we're
Wonderful.
All really into this.
That
yeah.
sounds like a fun adventure.
Anyway, Scott.
Continue.
Is that his character's
okay,
name?
So,
or is that actually his real life?
So they're in the kitchen, they're talking about this Clint Howard guy, and he's like, he's not around anymore, and they're all, they're getting comfortable, they're kind of falling into a pattern, this routine, you know, they're growing closer to each other, and you can tell, because, you can just tell, yeah, that's how you know you're really in something special. So So they're having this nice conversation, and they're interrupted by the
doorbell. Yeah, what is going on?
And it's pretty early, so it's like, hey, what's going on?
A milkman?
And so
here to deliver a pizza?
The door, and
yeah, exactly.
It's this delivery guy.
Yeah.
It's the 30s. I don't know. It's a milkman.
He's delivering milk. It's a milkman, yeah.
And okay. He knocks on the door, and he says,
tell us, tell us about milk service.
And
sounds like a porno. I'm interested. Keep going.
And she says, hey, I didn't order any
what?
Milk. And
he says, what?
He grabs her by the wrist and says,
I don't get
milk,
it.
Milk, you come with me. Milk, you come with me. And he grabs her and pulls her out of the apartment. And just as he's going,
milk,
as he's
milk,
going,
you go with me.
He turns. Milk,
you going?
Milk, you go with me. And he turns back to look at Angel, who has gotten up and is, and is just flabbergasted. And he looks at Angel.
Oh,
and his
shame
face
shifter!
Shifts back into the Clint Howard face for a second, and he smiles. He's a shapeshifter.
No. Yes.
Oh no.
He's a werewolf.
And then he runs off with his
and
super
he's a pirate,
speed.
I think
he's
we
got
established.
These various powers.
The super speed of a werewolf?
No one's a werewolf.
Tweens
God
are really werewolves
Jesus.
These days. Yeah.
I know that would make
vampires
way more
like
interesting.
Doctors, I think.
To the tweens. To the tweens.
Yeah, they like the werewolves, don't they?
Okay, so they run off
no,
and
okay.
And I don't know. Angel runs down the hall, but they've already disappeared. So this is, you know, act two is him trying to get her back. So he
montage.
Stalks around town. He's going to these various bars. And he's beating people up. There's this montage.
Tell us about the montage.
Montage.
This is going really well, guys. Let me tell you.
Okay. There's this montage. There's a montage of him just kicking the shit out of people. Trying to get information.
Thinking it's them.
Where is
Ron Howard?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's
Ron
Howard's
saying,
brother
where,
going?
Where's Ron Howard's brother? Where's Ron Howard's
Clint.
Brother?
Clint Mansell.
I can't remember
he's
his name.
He's a character now. Yeah, we got it. Continue.
Clint.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get angry.
Yeah,
is Tyler still
Howard
here?
Because he's my favorite actor.
Whoa.
Clint Mansell.
Who is Josh Brolin trying to find? Clint Eastwood?
Okay, so he's trying to get information, and so he beats this one guy up who tells him,
of course.
Like, look, your guy is this big deal in town. He's this dark wizard guy who's got these mystical hypnotic powers located in his testicles, and he can also shapeshift, and he's strong and fast. And he's trying to take over this town, and he's associated with the mob. So, you know, you get that Boardwalk Empire audience coming
just
in the doors.
Just, like, around, you know, down
and,
at, like, seedy
bars. So he heads down to the, I don't know, where's the mob hanging?
Yeah, by the pier. The pier is good. Because they're doing their shady
the
deeds.
They're all fishing down by the river. They're just... Yeah, okay, so they're at, he walks down Shady Lane... to the pier,
bars,
where there's
please.
A bar down there where everyone hangs out, and he goes inside.
What's it called?
It's called
the Big Pussy.
Yeah, the Big Pussy.
Nobody gets your Sopranos references.
Aww. I just started Sopranos. I'm sorry. Continue.
It's called the huge
vagina.
Make
it peer pressure related.
It goes on.
Some giant box.
What about the vicious vagina? At least make it peer related.
Come on, guys. Scott Kane's dad listens to this podcast.
Nobody?
Fine. Tell me. Tell your dad.
That's the new joke.
No one is naked. No one is naked in this movie. Okay.
I'm naked.
Anyway, he goes into the bar. All these. These mobster, these demons in mobster outfits are down there. I guess that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah,
it's like Star Wars. I just need validation from you guys.
It's just like Star Wars.
That's cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I still cool? Am I still cool? So he goes inside, and he tries to confront them, but they all pull Tommy guns on him.
Oh my
he's
goodness.
Like, hey, I'm a vampire, I can't be killed. And
this will last like a half hour.
With fire bullets. And it's kind of cool.
So now total, we're up to like 2-3 hours.
That's 35 minutes.
Yeah. So just wrap it up. Bring it home for us, Scott.
Yeah.
You're already at least 90 minutes.
Great.
Two is fine. At this point, I'm ready for you to just put the diaper on this thing and take it to bed.
You can have two acts, right? You don't need a third one, right? All right, so he fights his way through these guys to this back room,
and Howard's
which
brother.
He senses all this magic energy, and he meets Clint Howard, who is he does some other cool fighting thing, like he grows an extra pair of arms and legs, and
can he swing his balls? And
he pulls his balls out, but they're not ordinary balls. He just keeps pulling like.
Oh, I've seen that movie. It's ridiculous. And actually, I could not watch the whole thing.
It's like the Studio Ghibli movie about the
raccoon. It is long and graphic. Yeah, I was not prepared for that, though. That's a lot of graphic balls.
Yeah, they're bouncing up and down on the balls.
For kids' movies.
That movie's PG.
No, Scott, go ahead.
Continue.
Yeah, that movie was rated like XXR.
It's like, what is it, Step Brothers? You know, it's obviously fake balls.
So just make them like
radar.
Just make them like basketballs.
Absolutely rated R.
But this is rated PG, and don't argue with me. Okay?
That would be a mistake.
All right. Standards are changing. It's fine.
Someday they'll write a book about this movie.
They're going to sing songs about you.
Yeah, 500 worst movies. So he pulls his balls, and it's like a magician when he's pulling a handkerchief out of his coat. They just keep coming, and they start, like, he's swinging them around, and, like, they start to glow. And you can see Angel start to get hypnotized. But he just all of a sudden snaps out of it, and he's like, I really like that girl. So he snaps out of it.
Yeah, definitely.
And he charges at the guy and strangles him with his own testicles, obviously. that's a crowd pleaser.
I bet.
So he kills this guy.
A lot of cheers.
And the woman in red is nowhere to be seen. And so obviously this was just the first boss, you know. He was a lower level. And this major boss comes out of the shadows, and it's this really short guy. He's kind of shrouded in mist, and it's really short. And he walks out into the light, and you see it's this 13-year-old looking kid who has got this slicked over hair.
Oh, I know where this is going.
He's got a little black mustache.
And he's got it's a funny Charlie way Chaplin. Of saluting.
Okay.
And he's German.
Okay.
That's fine. That's how a picture's
and
supposed
so,
to work.
And so, by way of some narrative device, you find out that TBD later, you find out that they traveled back in time and got. They abducted 12-year-old Hitler.
Yeah, no, I believe that.
And brought him to the 1930s when Hitler was still alive. But in America. Oh, because Hitler was in power in Europe, and these mobsters were like,
Looper,
these magical mobsters
ripping off Looper.
Were thinking, we need a Hitler of our own. Let's go borrow a young Hitler.
Time travel's relatively basic.
So they invented time travel.
Yeah, so they, instead of cloning him, which the science for that is too complicated.
Oh, no, what is science
they
done?
They invented time
the
travel.
The magic for it.
They invented time travel, and they went back a little bit too far.
Junior Hail Hitler.
And they got junior high Hitler, and they imbued him with magical powers, I guess, to be even more racist. So they abducted him and brought him to the present. And so they're kind of making him work for the mob.
But
at this moment, he decides to break free, and he's fallen in love with this woman. You would think that his kind of his racist tendencies towards,
for example, Scott.
Jews
Come on, man.
Would prevent him.
PG for the families and for the kids.
Is that?
Yeah.
Can I tell you about this canker sore in my mouth?
Wait,
I don't know if I've told you about
happened?
That yet, but it was
bad. Yeah, Michael Keaton.
It's fine.
I was just saying.
Wait, is he playing Junior High Hitler?
Michael
yes.
Keaton will
Continue.
Be playing most of the roles in this movie, yeah. So he will
this is
be,
like a Nutty Professor.
He will be playing young
bad
Hitler,
Santa?
Obviously. He'll be on his knees.
Through motion. Oh, no, not even motion capture.
Like that movie. Oh, that movie about
Excellent.
Little people with
Tip-toes.
Gary Oldman. Tiptoes. Yeah.
Tiptoes.
We'll employ.
Yep,
yeah. We'll get the special
he was
effects
only on set for like
that,
10 minutes.
From that movie. Who was just a guy who said Gary Oldman should
oh,
be on his
goodness.
Knees and hunch over a lot.
Oh, yeah. They also had like little Kermit the Frog legs.
Oh, yeah.
In some scenes.
And,
anyway.
yeah. This movie is Boardwalk meets Tiptoes. Essentially.
Whew. Nice.
Yeah.
Tiptoe Empire.
Meets Multiplicity because of all the Michael Keatons.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Valid point. So, alright, now he declares that he's fallen in love with this red demon woman. I think because he thinks that it's just red paint on her, and that if she takes a shower, she'll just be this pure white woman that he can go out with. Because he's kind of lonely, you know.
Michael Keaton!
He's 12 years old. He doesn't
Michael Keaton
know
in every
better.
Role.
Who's playing the... Who's playing
Billy
the
Wilder.
Role? Have we just discussed that yet?
Michael Showalter.
Who's it going to
David
play?
Tennant.
Who,
Neil Gaiman.
Helen Mirren.
Alright.
Sure.
Bob Braddock.
I would have gone for more of a Bob Saget.
Okay, Helen Mirren is fine. Just go with that.
I've got a crush on Helen Mirren, so it would be an excuse to meet
She's
her.
She's kind really. Of a babe.
And
she's just in oh,
wow. I'm looking
pretty.
At a picture of Helen Mirren when she was young. Now,
I mean, not like pretty, but she's
yeah. What's she doing?
She's a good looking woman.
Ew. Does she look like now? You mean?
Yeah, she's got that facial structure to her.
Does
I'm
she?
Not getting my mom.
Yeah,
she looks like
she's a nice looking lady. Anyway, Scott,
okay,
we've given you enough time to like.
Really?
What? Mm-hmm. She's a nice looking lady. She's got a good jaw structure. Have I seen her in person?
Is this? Do you know this for a fact?
We're all charming.
I bet it was charming.
Those are the times we live in. He is charming, isn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, screw it. Let him be the woman.
Okay,
right.
Throw him in there.
Yeah.
I don't think I...
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt has to be in at least one movie a week now. So.
It is.
I
don't think he's been in any of our pitches.
That's true.
I do know
true.
His face for a fact.
He does,
I've seen
have a
face,
sensual face.
It works.
So I could see him wearing a wig.
Tyler, you're back.
Red paint, I
Welcome
guess.
Welcome to your podcast.
Wouldn't matter.
And buckets.
What?
But as we all are.
Go on.
So young Hitler is in love with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
And obviously.
That's a ridiculous
That's the tagline.
Oh, okay.
That's my 30-second elevator pitch. And so... well, the buildings I travel in... yeah, because it's just one big system of
Oh, so you ride a really long elevator. That's why you have an hour-long pitch.
Yeah, you never get off.
Wop, wop, wop.
Just from one elevator to the next.
Find it.
Womp, womp, womp.
Trevor,
hey, where's your clown
gonna,
horn?
No. Trevor,
I
you're going to find
it
within
it.
The next 2 to 3 minutes
lose a clown
and
horn?
Use it when we are least suspecting and we're all going to have a good laugh.
I'll find it for the next one, don't worry.
It should always be in your butt.
If you don't do it, I quit.
So, anyway, Little Hitler, Joe Gordon-Levitt, in love. Well, not in love. It's unrequited, obviously, because it's a 12-year-old Hitler. But he's in love with her, and he says, I'm keeping her. She's going to be my bride. Angel says, not if I can help it. And there's another 40-minute battle scene.
Oh, Jesus.
With lots of
Just constant fighting.
No.
No takes no. either.
It's just,
run
there's
around
no cuts in the entire
push people
movie.
Together,
it's
make
just
them kiss
me,
and fight and stuff.
Just no takes. It's just me
Sounds
following someone
good.
With a digital camera.
All right, put a diaper on this thing and bring it home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it includes all those times in between, like, the shots we set up where the camera's still rolling.
Tyler,
I'm
are you even present right
set
now?
Up and I'm just
You're
shooting
eating
the shit
those
with
Cheetos.
People.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. This movie is 6 hours.
Trevor.
All right, so big
you
battle
did it.
Scene.
You did it, Trevor. And I don't have to quit the podcast.
Jesus.
A battle scene full of clowns.
I've lost my steam now.
Oh, good.
No. yeah.
It gets funnier
it's
every time.
By steampunk. So, there's, I don't know.
That's disgusting. I'm upset.
I have to blow my nose. I'm going to do that.
That's not.
You blow your nose like a cartoon character.
Shut up. That was me blowing my nose.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay. All right, let's go. Are you holding the ice cream in your hand?
What is he talking about?
It's just melting under your hand. I can't set this down. So this battle scene, and in the battle scene, it's like
Super
Saiyan
old
it's like a DBZ thing where he turns from a young Boo into
Fat Boo.
Into super Hitler, essentially. He's got a big H on his forehead. And his eyes go all red. And there's long extended shots of, you know, him powering up. All the usual cool, FX.
We got it.
Green
yep.
screens.
Oh,
makeup,
okay, good. Yeah,
wardrobe. Because
that was like the best film that has come out in recent history.
Yep.
Ted.
Yep.
It's gonna be just like Ted. Anyway, big fight, and Hitler almost wins. He's got Angel pinned down.
Of course. Yeah, that makes the most
and,
sense.
All of a sudden, an angel intervenes. Yeah, an actual angel, and he says,
"An angel."
Reeves? Yeah,
is it Christopher? Ooh. Is it Christopher Lloyd?
It's Christopher Lloyd.
Nice.
Ooh, topical. It's Christopher Lloyd and Christoph Waltz. They're joined at the hip though. Stuck on me reference. It's like I'm like Quentin Tarantino, but I only reference Farrelly Brothers movies in my movies.
There's something
so
about Hitler,
though, you know. It's these conjoined twin angels that come down, and they rescue Angel. It's one of those climactic things where he's about to land one of those mega punches, and then there's a hand that stops it inches away from his face, and you pan up.
They're Super
and
Saiyan.
It's inexplicably conjoined twin angels, obviously, and they're glowing white. And Hitler's like, no,
puff of logic.
I'm fading away. And he disappears into a spot of light.
Yes.
And
because he didn't get his parents to kiss at the enchantment under the sea dance.
Ooh.
Does it turn out that spot of light is a
Pokemon? It's just looped.
Yeah, and Johnny B. Good is playing throughout this whole scene. This 40-minute battle scene. Okay, so he disappears and the roof blows off, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
In this this fisherman's bar.
Wait, Scott, one thing.
What?
Do you remember that joke we made up at a Pizza Hut?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Do you remember what was the purpose of the joke? I can't remember.
The joke was, what was it?
I wasn't present for this one.
I have no idea.
I mean, it resulted in all the walls and the ceiling being blown off.
Yeah.
But why?
Was it when you take, like, if you take a shit in a Pizza Hut or
Everything
something?
Everything just explodes.
Fine. Okay.
When you flush the toilet, all the the walls collapse and the ceiling blows sky high.
Is that the end?
Maybe. Let's think on that and make
Anyway. Anyway, that happens. that happens. Angel's redeemed by the angel who says, they both say, "You've got a long way to go, partner."
Or is
and
it?
Then he's reunited with the woman in red, and they
so walk
he
should probably
off
wait till after
the
sunset.
Sunset, because he can only come out when the sun goes down. And they, someone, there's a joke there.
What's it called?
I'll get someone to write a nice joke to end the movie on. And finito.
Got anything? Dang it, Scott.
Balls.
Okay, and what does that stand for?
Which
is that
a metaphor or an anagram?
No, balls with a Z.
Wow, Scott. Well, I'm really impressed.
Get that, get that teen crowd.
It's not the greatest thing I've heard. It's the greatest thing we've ever done. Oh yeah, because it's called Roaches Actually or something. Beetles Actually, Bugs Actually.
Yeah, it's a Love Actually ripoff.
There we go. I like that better. Beetles Actually. I will remember that when
Beatles
I put the title on it on the podcast thing in 3 weeks. Yeah, you can produce it.
And it is...
Tyler, how much money would you give? Ooh,
how would I produce it? How much glue do you need?
Barely
he grinds up horses.
My father-in-law is a glue tycoon.
Oh, yeah, he's a gluesman?
He's a gluesman.
Which are all...
I'll give you
like six in excess
most
CDs.
Of the CDs in my collection, which I believe is one Linkin Park CD and one Papa Roach CD.
Dude, I want that.
Oh, God.
I'll give you $25
anachronistic.
In Kohl's coupons. And
not gift cards.
I will give you 15 tubs of Gluesman glue.
Man. The way that I respond to jokes is just a definite
I'll hang out with you on set every day.
I don't say anything.
I'm glad
you
like
that,
Mark.
I thought you said gold. You're welcome.
Oh, what?
Gluesman.
Thank you.
Yep.
I will allow Tyler to do all of the things he just said.
Thank you.
Also, I will donate an entire crate of the four cheese Cheetos that have brought many minutes of pleasure to Tyler's mouth.
Yeah, the Cheetos
that
bag.
That is the Cheetos mix-up cheesy salsa mix
podcast.
Bag.
There we go, thank you.
I mean, I'll give you a nickel, I'll give you some tea. Oh, have I told you about this canker sore in my mouth? You can have that. Man, it filled my mouth up with blood last night. Oh, we're still making Beatles jokes. That's fine. George Harrison is my
favorite
Beatle. What
about John and George?
How can you guys refuse to acknowledge the canker sore in my mouth?
Because I was like, what are you going to bring him back to life?
Beep, 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 beep,
yeah,
beep,
I can tell.
See, the problem is that
I'm tired.
It was better to podcast
early
in the day.
Super early.
Because I'm so tired.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we should do.
We
should
need
just,
to find
like,
a
set
sweet
our alarms
spot
and wake up in the
Mark
middle of the night.
Fully awake.
3 a.m.
And Tyler is not yet, begun to slip
and it was pretty good.
Unfortunately, this
was shift
me
about, like, an
at
hour,
my, you
like
know, the
earlier.
Peak of my powers. This was, this is me and my
Well,
best.
You're also sick.
No.
Yeah.
It needed to. Yeah.
Do we have any guest pitchers yet?
No. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, and so much more happened in this than Jill again.
Do we have any guest pitchers?
Guest pitchers?
I have special episodes now. No, not with other people, just with ourselves. Do, like, sequels and things. Yeah,
ask
we'll just, like,
what?
Riffs, make up little bits, tidbits.
Hey, you got any movie ideas?
Schmuckets. Okay. Jokies for ourselves. We'll come up with, like, improv games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a great time. Have I told you guys about this canker sore in my mouth yet? Oh, it finally gets a laugh. Thank you. Oh. Yeah.
We'll just drag him
out
of
we should give Trevor his,
where he's cooking.
Thank you. Yeah, let's get into that.
Okay, I haven't done a character or face.
It doesn't really matter. You just give him one of them, character and I'll give him the other one.
So, what should I do?
I just did a character most recently, so I don't want to do that again.
I'm pretty sure everyone has pitched at least one of them by now.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter anymore.
I want it to be a
mockumentary
based around the life.
Okay.
Can I go that specific?
Yeah, it's the same
milkman. I want it to be a milkman mockumentary.
Connected to each other in a deep,
is this
deep
a spin-off
web of lies
of my movie.
Yeah.
So what's that leave me with? Like a scene?
That's the subtitle, the spin-off.
Okay, I want you to do a scene. Yeah. Do you have something, Scott?
It's a mockumentary about a milkman. And a character in it is gonna be a comedian who wants more out of life.
That's fine.
Then
is it me now?
Blood.
He's a vampire.
I want you to do a scene. I want you to do a scene where there's a family meeting and everyone in the family realizes they have Alzheimer's all at the same time.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? My connection's breaking up. I said do a scene with a family meeting where they all realize they have Alzheimer's at the same time. That got a chuckle and a half. You gonna be able to manage that?
Okay.
That's okay. Mark, I have Alzheimer's. I have quite the genre for next week.
Just give it to me, and it's going to be
time in the village. I wish you were pitching next, because I want to give this to you so bad.
Oh my goodness, I had a cup of tea this entire time that I forgot to drink.
Alright, so... this is
gonna
be ridiculous.
Man.
Yeah. I was going to say something really...
Brought to you by the Beatles.
Okay, anyways, this is episode 17 of Listening to Your
Tyler Scott.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 6 of Picture This.
I'm Mark Kane.
Tyler Scott.
Yeah. Oh, am I?
Say who you are.
Oh, no, my full name's Tyler Scott.
Canless. I build the ramps.
Scott, that's your turn.
What?
Good. And then Scott Marcus.
Trevor Ties.
Goodbye.
Good spy.
And I'm Trevor Tyler.
And I'm Husker Du.
Just pissed off.
Goodbye, everyone.
Wait, why am I still talking to you? This isn't a real thing.
Oh, I'm still going.
Well, Tyler, I hope you listen to that whole thing.
There's going
to
be a secret hidden track at the end of this one.
I'm sorry. You just don't listen to it. I did my best. I think it timed up pretty well in some places. The canker sore joke is really a classic. So, have fun.